be gone, fat!
Ah.
Hi.
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 Hi. I've got lint on my jacket again.
Oh, fuck.
Welcome back to a ride with the morning of the Chris and
the... No, it's the ride...
And the fate.
It's the ride of the sun in the morning.
The sun rides with us in the morning.
Yes. The sun is actually in our car right now.
On the sun.
Yes. So if you
the
are...
The sun is in our car while we're on the sun. In
yes.
the sun. While the sun is inside of us. And the sun is inside the car.
That was some next level shit that I wasn't actually expecting.
I was very confused. I don't know what exactly.
We are the sun. You thought we were some high school students, but we are just the sun. We are broadcasting our feelings to you.
I spread my political beliefs, so now we are the sun.
We are the sun. It's communism.
So we're back from the weekend. On Friday, we didn't have a podcast because Tate decided to go to school like 30 minutes early.
Oh, yeah. I needed to make up a test. That had to happen.
Yeah, and I did not want to go to school that early, and I... The moment that I texted you was the moment I finished making breakfast, and then you're like, yeah, I'm gonna be there in like 10 minutes, and I was like, are you fucking shitting me? I'm not gonna be able to eat this fast. So then I was just like, alright, you know what, I'm gonna text Grant, I'm gonna get a ride from him, and you were like, okay.
I want to be early. Yeah, that's fine, I understand.
Yeah, so Friday there was nothing we did.
Yeah, there was not really much to talk about on Friday either. Friday just kind of seemed like a dead day.
Yeah, why is that? Like, why is there like an oil tanker coming out of the neighborhoods? What the fuck?
I don't know.
Okay, we're just gonna ignore that. The weekend has been really weird. My mom went to Ocala, and
Ocala Tata Hiasi.
I don't even know. I don't know where Ocala is. But I'd stayed home alone during the weekend, and I decided to go for a walk to Target or some shit to like get some stuff, and it was so windy and like the clouds were rolling over and it was cold, and I was like, this is not a good day. And then like on Sunday it just gets even worse, just like even more rain clouds. It got darker and I was just like, all right, this is turning into like New York or some shit. And now it looks like the rain has passed, but it still looks kind of weird. It's just kind of like...
Well, it's still cloudy, but, like, there's some... Like even the sky, where the parts where it doesn't look like it's cloudy, it looks like it's still got clouds there. Yeah. It's just thin clouds, like, really thin clouds. It kind of looks like smog, almost.
And there's, like, a little bit of smog around us. The fuck is that?
It's the oil tanker behind us.
Yeah, oh my god.
That's the loud hissing noise that you're hearing. It's the oil tanker.
I turn around and I just see a giant truck, like, just
riding our ass. I know.
Yeah.
It's great.
Just don't brake check that truck.
Yeah. My weekend was very, very eventful, which started with me waking up at 4 in the morning. Because I had to go to some rowing event, which lasted all day. I didn't get home until like 6 in the morning on Sunday. And then I had to get some sleep because I had work at 5 p.m. on Sunday. So I slept till like 11. It was my dad's birthday on Sunday, so I wished him happy birthday. But he wasn't home, so because he's in Lundin. Lundin, England.
Grant would say happy birthday.
Didn't he find like all those weird random heavy metal happy birthday songs?
Yeah.
That's probably what he'd do. Anyway,
there's a random YouTube channel that just makes some heavy metal like happy birthday song for every like birthday
name. Yeah, for every name. So yeah, that was a thing.
I had an existential crisis on Saturday as well.
Oh, nice.
Basically, like, my sister, like, was texting me or whatever, and then I just, like, realized that college is still a thing, and I need to, like, figure out my money situation and shit like that, and I realized that I hadn't, like, really focused on getting towards those scholarships and shit like that, so then I just had, like, a crisis, and, yeah. I sent in my fucking application for Florida Bright Futures, and it's under review right now. But, like, I don't know. It was a really weird crisis that I had.
Yeah. But
I'm working on it. Also, I read an article this morning about how, you know, the, like, anti-vax movement, right?
Oh, that yeah.
That stupid shit.
The memes about it are hysterical.
Dude, apparently in Australia, it's now, teenagers are becoming rebellious now, because they're going in to get secret vaccinations without their parents knowing. Like, the kids who have anti-vax parents. It's really
smart.
Yeah, it's smart, and it's really funny.
The Aussies aren't actually stupid.
Yeah.
Or at least the kids.
The kids are smarter than their goddamn parents. It's kind of concerning.
Sure, it might cause autism, but you're not gonna die from fucking AIDS. I'm pretty sure it's not what it protects against. It's like rabies or some shit. Tuberculosis. I'm pretty sure I'm vaxxed. I don't know, actually.
I actually saw, I was looking for my social security card on Saturday because of the Florida Bright Future shit.
Yeah.
And I found a folder of, like, my birth information.
Mm-hmm.
I found, like, my birth certificate and shit like that. And I found this little passport book, and it was, like, a health book. And they labeled all the vaccinations that I had.
Yeah.
And I had so many. I was like, oh, my God. I didn't know I had all these. And they all happened in, like, the span of, like, 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, I know I'm allergic to some of the vaccinations. But I'm pretty sure I have, like, the big ones. So I'm probably going to die from, like, the Black Plague in, like, 3 years.
I'm probably going to die of cancer.
Such bright lives we lead.
Yeah. But, like, it's that whole, like, I don't understand, like, how people can be so stupid on this planet about, like, how,
yeah, not having their fucking vaccination.
Yeah, third world countries are, like, people are just dying, and people are, like, screeching and shit like that. They're like, we need vaccinations, we need everything that we can possible for our own survival. And we need it now. And then you have, like,
people here that are electing not to do it because they don't want their kids to have the tism.
Yeah, and it's like, it's like the UN and shit like that goes into those countries and are like, all right, we're providing you everything that we can. And then if they were to take a look at what's going on in America and then just see the anti-vax shit,
be like, what the fuck?
They would be like, are we living on the same planet? Because, like, also, first off, that the guy who said that vaccines cause autism, everything that he did was, like, fake science.
Yeah,
there's
no proof, too.
There's no proof, there's nothing about it that's true. And then somehow, like, this giant community, it's basically, like, flat earthers, but, like, they want to end the world, basically.
Yeah.
And instead of proving everyone that the earth is flat, they want to kill everybody.
Drink, like, the Kool-Aid, kids. It's got rabies in it.
Yeah, like, drink the water. It makes the frogs gay. It'll make your parents gay so they could fucking vaccinate you. And, like, I don't know. Like, where did that one measles outbreak happen? Was that in New York?
I don't know.
It might have been, like, either California or New York or some shit like
that.
You
know, if we just left the damn Indians alone, we wouldn't have a problem.
Probably. It's the spirits of the dead coming back to, like, haunt these parents. And
yeah.
Whisper in their ears, don't vaccinate your kids. Let them join us. But, like, God, of a man of, like, I am kind of a man of science, you know? And I know a lot about biology, and I've learned a lot about how this kind of shit works, and it just pisses me off so much that people take the initiative to not do this for their kids. It's literally child abuse.
Yeah, it's honestly, child abuse. Though, yeah, it is.
Because then, like, what, your kid's going to get measles, and what are you going to do about it? You're going to start going to Facebook going, like, so my kid's got measles, does anyone have any suggestions of what to do? No,
parents... Vaccinate your fucking kids, dumbass.
Yeah, parents have literally done that. Anti-vaxxers were like, yeah, so my kid caught something. Does anyone know, like, what I can do? What the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, what is this and what can I do? And don't tell me to vaccinate my kids because I don't want them getting autism. And then everyone's like, vaccinate them, you fucking retard. It pisses me off so much.
Yeah, the, I'm a man of memes. Not a man of science, I'm a man of memes. And all the, but the only reason that I enjoy anti-vaxxers being on the face of this earth right now is because the memes coming out of it are fucking hilarious.
It's so, so fucking dumb, dude, I swear. So yeah, that's unfortunately a thing that's happening. For, like, we're a developed country, and like, and you put out anything and anyone will believe it, honestly. Yeah. I can literally put out an article saying that the iPhone 7 Plus has a new feature where it has, like, infrared in its fucking camera, and I can guarantee you that at least 300 people in the United States would try to see if it actually does.
Yo, let's test it out right now. I've got iPhone 7 on me right now.
It's like, that's...
It's kind of depressing, actually.
It's very concerning. Also, we should talk about the fucking, like, Juul epidemic that's happening.
The Juul epidemic?
Yeah. Not even just the Juul epidemic, but just the vaping epidemic.
Yeah, I'm not even sure if it's an epidemic anymore. It's just become, like, a norm of life. Like, everywhere you turn, it's just a norm. It's not even a plague anymore because, like, it's just so normal. And it's not even viewed as a disease in societal norms.
Yeah.
So, it's just there.
I heard that, our, like, Nice High School, they installed...
Yeah, they banned it.
Yeah, they banned it, and they also installed, like measurement tools or something in, like, their bathrooms or some shit like that, so that if anyone is vaping in them, they would, like...
Well, yeah, it's actually illegal to vape on school property.
Oh, yeah.
And Ponte Vedra's, our school, just, Ponte Vedra High, it's like, no. We don't care.
Yeah. Florida passed that amendment that you can't vape in public facilities, right? Mm-hmm. In public places, yeah. So, like, it's kind of... You go into the senior parking lot of our high school, and you just see, like, Juul pods all over the floor. There's a bird just carrying a stick. Okay, whatever. You'll just go into the senior parking lot, and you'll find, like, broken Juul pods just, like, all over the ground. Because, like, just... Everyone, like, I swear, everyone there vapes, or has vaped at least once, and it's like, why?
And honestly, I don't think admission or administration is going to do anything about it, because I'm pretty sure our principal spokes, so he's not going to do anything about it.
I think they're just kind of, like, hopeless on, like, the whole vaping thing.
No, they're not hopeless. Nice has a lot more vapers than we do.
But, I mean, our school is not, like, our school is barely doing anything about it. Like,
I know, it's because if we do anything about it, the reason that, like, I'm pretty sure the way that those things work is because it's like a nicotine kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's like when you burn off nicotine, it gives off a certain chemical. I think this is how it works, do not quote me on this, because probably wrong. But when you burn off, like, nicotine in, like, a cigarette or, like, in a vape, and it comes out in that smoke, I think that's how those detectors work. And because our principal smokes... He doesn't want to get, you know, fired for smoking. Even though everyone knows he does. He just doesn't know that we know he does. That makes sense?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But I find it really ironic that, like, you know, back in the 90s and, like, early 2000s, people thought it was just cool to smoke. And, like, people...
That was more like the 60s. You're thinking of, like...
No, dude, people still fucking smoked in the 90s and shit.
I'd say the move in the 80s and the 90s was more coke, marijuana, all that shit.
What?
Yeah, the movement, the 60s and 70s were maybe even... Actually, you know what, no.
I'm talking about smoking, not drugs.
I know, but I'm saying drugs were more popular in the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s. More so than cigarettes. Cigarettes was more the movement in the 40s and 50s, in early 60s. Not even the 70s. I don't even know why I said the 70s in the first place. But, yeah, that was more the thing during those times, because now that we know the downsides of cigarettes, you're seeing less smokers and more vapors trying to get out of the habit of smoking cigarettes. But it doesn't really work, because the nicotine that they're putting in their body is actually more than what a normal cigarette would use, because all these vape companies are like, hey, let's get these kids hooked on vaping so we can make more money, so we'll just throw a ton of nicotine in our stuff.
Yeah.
Because vaping was originally made to stop smoking, which...
To help adults, mainly.
Adults. Yeah, because you can't smoke unless you're 18, so... Yeah.
But then, I don't think they, like, anticipated the fact that, like, a bunch of retarded teenagers would be like, yo, this shit lit, and then they fucking, like, started buying the shit out of it.
Yeah, and then they're like, well,
let's just profit this to kids.
Yeah,
then.
Exactly. They're like, we're gonna milk this shit as much as possible, so we're gonna put more nicotine in there than an actual cigarette. So, I mean, in a way, kids aren't gonna be using cigarettes as much.
But they're still fucking
putting... Yeah, awful shit in the lungs and stuff.
Still actually addicted to nicotine.
I was actually walking out of a bathroom while people were vaping. I walked right into their nicely blown smoke cloud. Thank you very much, guys.
Yeah,
And I walked out, and I guess I still had the scent on me, because when I came back in to one of my classrooms, my friend leans over. He's like, dude, were you just vaping? I'm like, no, you know I don't do that.
I think sophomore year or last year, I wanted to go to the courtyard bathroom, and I walk in, and I just see these two dudes in there. Like, one is leaning against the bathroom stall, the other is leaning against the sink, and they're both just, like, vaping, and they both look at me and just stare at me dead in the eye, and I look at them, and I'm like, oh, okay, and then I walk in between them, like, I walk past them into the bathroom stall, and they're like, yo, you're not gonna tell anyone, are you? And I was like, nah, you guys are fine, and he was like, okay. And then they were, like, talking about some weird, like, fuck shit. And I was just, like, in the bathroom, just, like, super uncomfortable. I walk out to go use the sinks. They're still there vaping. I go through a vape cloud. I just wash my hands, and I'm like, god damn, dude, this is so awkward.
Yeah. Well, the thing is now, what they're doing is they're lacing their vape... I don't even know what the... I guess the cartridge, like, holds, like, the liquid.
Yeah.
That gets burnt off. They're lacing marijuana in there, so kids are getting these I don't even know the parts of a vape, just to show you how much I vape. But they're putting marijuana in the liquid of the I don't even know what it is, and that's how kids are sneaking in drugs and getting high in the middle of classes and all that. So that's fun. Because there's a kid that comes in my fourth period completely stoned. It's like, oh, no, no. And everyone knew it. The teacher is just kind of oblivious because she's got 30 kids to pay attention to. She can't obviously focus on that one. But he comes in with sunglasses on. And he's just stoned to hell and back, dude. It's awful.
I don't understand why kids find drugs, like, one of the best things ever. Like, it's just...
Probably because the high it makes you feel. Like, honestly, that's probably why. They were probably at a party once and was like, yo, let's try some drugs. I've heard they're pretty good.
And they became addicted to it, and now they're, like, fucking... all special ed classes or some shit. Like,
yeah, they become addicted to it, and their grades drop and everything, and yeah, it's fun. They're broke. They need a job to fuel their addiction. It's great.
Cause, like,
drugs are great, kids. Do drugs. Yeah.
I have there's this kid who I added on Snapchat. This was, like, around sophomore year, and we all had the same biology teacher, and she made us do this thing called Study Island.
Oh, Study Island was awful.
Yeah, we had to do, like, 20 sections. All the sections were, like, they had, five topics or whatever. Each topic was like 10 questions, and we had to answer them all, and our teacher did like a little competition to see who would answer the most questions and shit like that. And I got to the top of the leaderboard with like 900 questions done because I had nothing better to do with my time. So I was basically I was in first place for like the rest of the fucking thing. And people started coming to me and they're like, yo, can you do my study island? I'll pay you. And I was like, are you serious? And they're like, yeah. And people were paying me like fucking $20 to complete their study island. So I was like, all right, hell yeah, I'll make this a fucking business. I'll do this.
Yeah.
And, I have this one, like, then there's like this one kid. First Scott shows me this one kid who's like, yo, can you do my study island? I was like, yeah, sure. I did his, he paid me. And then he texts me and he's like, yo, I have a friend who wants his study island done. He'll pay you $20. And I was like, all right. And I add that kid on Snapchat. He gives me his login. I do the study island for him. And this kid, I never removed him. I never did anything about him. I didn't talk to him ever again.
Yeah.
But he didn't remove me either, because I guess he thinks that, like, I could be a possible customer or some shit like that.
Oh, for drugs and shit, yeah.
Yeah, because then, after doing a study island, last year and this year, the only shit that this dude posts on his story is just, like, tons and tons and tons of weed that he's just selling.
Nice.
Like, he'll be, like, in a dark room or some shit. He'll have his phone just, like, up close on these, like, nuggets of weed. And he'll just zoom in on all of them, like, out of focus, fucking just shoving his phone camera into the fucking weed. And then, like, the next story that you'd look at would be, like, his pricings, and, like, he'd be like, hit me up, like, this is my pricing for like, he named, like, all the weed strains are, like, fucking named something, which is really weird. But, like, I can't even imagine how much money this dude is making off just fucking doing that.
Yeah, I bet. He'd probably pay for you to do a study island, like, the whole entire year.
Yeah.
Bro. I bet he still have something to spare. Yeah, I know that, like, people who sell drugs, and especially nowadays, people who sell vapes, if you sell them to, like, younger kids, like, freshmen, eighth graders, because they're starting to get into it now, you can sell them a vape for $80. That is, I'm pretty sure, if I'm correct from what I've heard, I'm pretty sure it's almost like quadruple the price of a normal shit. Like, dude,
fucking exploiting underclassmen for your own gains.
Yeah, I'm like, that's smart, because at that point it's just they're wasting their own money. And it's natural selection at this point, but dude, if you're selling it to them for almost quadruple the price, you are a fucking idiot if you're buying that. Like, I get that your parents probably don't want you looking up how much does a vape cost on your computer or something like that, but you have incognito mode on your phone. You could just look up how much does it cost and say, you know what, instead of buying it for quadruple the price, because I know you're upselling me, you could just say, hey, how about I buy it for, you know, $30, so you're still making a $10 profit, you're just not ripping me off, you know. But I don't know, underclassmen are not the smartest, especially 8th graders, and even more especially the 8th graders that I have to work with every day, or almost every day.
Well, I mean...
So, yeah, that's my mini rant on not being stupid.
I think it's mainly the freshmen that are like...
It's mainly the freshmen, but 8th graders are like, you know, yeah, they're 8th graders. There was, speaking of not being stupid, I recently, so, like I said, committed to UT, so today, this weekend, on Sunday, after I woke up at 11, I was spending the whole entire day setting up my, like, an account, putting the deposit down and everything for my room. And the one thing you have to do is you have to do a roommate finder, this sort of thing, like a roommate sort of finder quiz thing. I don't know what to call it. Anyway, but this quiz, you've got, it, like, says, do you want a non-smoker? Like, do you want to, like, when do you go to bed? And typically... Do you study with background noise and everything? It tells you if you want to be in, like, one of the special communities. Anything like that. So, after filling all that out, you can see other people's profiles and such. But before all that, before you can see, like, other people's profiles, you can look at, you can, like, you can look, you have to, like, select, a, like, terms and agreements. You, like, have to read them, check it, you know, all that stuff. So, we were going through, me and my mom, we were going through the whole entire thing, and as I was reading them, I was, like, summarizing them as we go. So, the first one was, like, yeah, we get it, don't be stupid. The second one is, like, yeah, don't break your room card, I got it. Like, it's literally what you're agreeing to. You're, like, alright, I'm not gonna break my room card, I'm not gonna have any overnight guests that stay longer for a day that are, obviously, aren't attending UT. Like, bro, it's just so stupid, easy stuff. It's like, and the fact that we have to check off, yes, I agree to that, just makes me lose all faith in humanity. It's like, all right, the only one that I actually kind of understood that we had to read was like, don't abuse your meal plan, like, don't eat 5 meals on the first day. I get that, you know. I get that you're not supposed to eat 5 meals in your first, like, the first day of the week. When you only get 15 a week, like, that makes sense. But some people will do that, so I'm like, all right, that makes sense. I get it. Don't do that. I agree. Don't be gluttonous. I got it. Thank you. But then there's, but, like, the fact that you have to say, hey, don't break your room card in half. Like, okay. Considering that's what you need to check out books, laptops, getting your fucking room, I won't think anyone would want to break it in half. Like, you kind of have to be stupid to want to.
I think it's, like, mainly the testosterone-fueled, like, football players.
Oh, yeah, so but we don't have a football program. We don't have a football program.
You have to risk letting
our highest division, I'm pretty sure our highest division sport is a women's crew, which is like rowing. It's what I do.
You have to risk letting them break their cards in order for them to play football.
Yeah.
Let them risk breaking fucking everything, basically. And speaking about, like, rooming, wow, there's, like, fucking smog everywhere.
Yeah, I know, it's great.
I think I've decided which college I want to go to after, community college.
Is it UT?
No.
Damn it.
I think I might...
Is it UT?
No.
Damn it.
I think I might go
Is it UT?
To the Ringling College of Art and Design.
Oh, cool, cool. Is that in Florida?
Yeah, it's in Sarasota.
Oh, cool. That's cool.
Because I figured that, like...
Wait, what is it called? The what?
Ringling,
like,
College of Art.
The Ringling Bros, like the circus.
Yeah, because Sarasota, it's like Sarasota is like an art center, basically. Like, everything there is about, like, art and design.
So, but it's like Ringling Bros, like the circus, like W R I N G L I N G.
Yeah, and, like,
so you're going to a circus college?
No.
Yes.
You know the fucking Ringling Museum? Not everything Ringling is about, like, fucking
circus. I don't know what the Ringling Museum is. That's what I'm saying.
Well, it's not about the circus.
So it's about the circus.
No.
No, that's cool, though, that you've made a decision. So...
Because, like, I don't want to fucking stay here in Ponte Vedra. People here are, like, fucking super arrogant and just everything... I don't know. Everything about this place, I just don't like it anymore.
Like, no one likes Ponte Vedra anymore, except for the people who are actually popular here. They'll probably stay here and, like, do construction workers. And then every time they drive by PV in their big forklifts, they say, you know, I used to be the star running back for that team.
Pretty much.
And they're like, fake Georgia accent. Yeah. Because somehow people who live in PV their whole entire lives have like adopted an accent that literally doesn't make sense at all.
Yeah, I've noticed that some people have these weird accents.
Yeah,
that just doesn't, like, okay, seem to fit.
I've only lived in PV for 3 years, and hopefully I will not live here anymore. I hate this place. But I've noticed that people... That,
you can imagine that I've lived here for 18 years, basically.
Yeah.
So, I
but
went out.
Most people that move here from another place that is from, like, the north or something like that, and have lived here for a certain amount of time, like, I would give the cap maybe 6 years, have adopted a certain accent that, and it really depends on region. Like, if you're from Massachusetts, you'll start to lose your Bostonian accent around year 3. Like, it'll almost start going completely gone. Mm-hmm. And then around year 4, you'll start picking up a random accent. And because I've, like, noticed some patterns as far as where you come from depends on what accent you pick up. So if you're from Boston, you'll start picking up, like, almost an Alabama accent. You'll start saying, y'all. Instead of saying you all or y'all, they'll say ye all. I shit you not.
That reminds me that my sister, I think when she moved somewhere near Tallahassee to work on like a goat farm.
A goat farm. Yes.
And I've noticed that she started developing more of like this weird country accent. She would like start like referencing people as y'all and stuff like that. And I was like, I was really like
weirded out. Well, I do that, but like.
Yeah, but, like, why do people do that? Why do you guys say y'all? It's just, like...
I don't know.
It's so
First
weird.
Off, I don't have a problem with y'all. I get that it's slang. I actually never said y'all until I moved down here to Florida.
I've never said it before.
I've already lost my northern accent when I lived in Virginia, and I'm starting to pick up southern colloquialisms. I think that my fake accent, if I stay in PV any longer, it's gonna be, like, Georgia. I feel like it's gonna be Georgia. Like, if I stay in PV, it's gonna be a fake Georgia accent. I'll say, you know, back in my day.
I don't know. I've been living here my entire fucking life, and I haven't picked up anything.
Well, yeah, because you have lived here your whole life. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I haven't picked up.
True, like, PV natives don't have an accent. They're not fucking retarded. Actually, that's not true. I thought of, as soon as I was saying that, I thought of at least 7 different examples of people who are PV natives, and they're just absolute fucking retards.
Yeah.
So I take that back. I very much take that back.
No, I think, yeah, like, native Pontevedrians. They don't have an accent.
They don't have an accent.
It's
no.
Just everyone who moves here, they develop some kind of weird ass accent.
Yeah,
it's like, where the fuck do you get that from? Like, we don't have that. What are you doing? And I feel like all the people who've moved to PV has made PV even worse. So I think that's the reason why I want to leave now.
I want to go to. Honestly, I would probably want to move out to. Oh no, I'd probably want to move to like a Tampa-like city, except have it just be colder.
Yeah.
Because I really like Tampa. It's probably my favorite city, you know? It gets so cool.
And, like, Sarasota is like a subsection of Tampa as well.
Yeah.
It's really close. And, Sarasota's a really nice place, too. Like, the beaches there are fucking wonderful because everything's, like, on the Gulf Coast and stuff. And, like, everything there is just about art. I'm not very sure about, like, the communities there. I think the crime rate's kind of high. But, like...
I think the crime rate's kind of high.
because, like, there's a lot of Sarasota that's just kind of, like, slums, you know? Like, Sarasota is, like, the west of Pontevedra, basically.
Because,
like, you have, like, all these rich artists and, like, famous people living in Sarasota. Like, there's huge mansions and stuff, like, on the beaches. And then you go more... inwards of the city, and there's just kind of like rundown houses, just kind of like black communities and stuff like that.
Well, why
and
is like it gotta be black communities?
And homeless
why can't
people?
They be just communities?
Because it's kind of like Jacksonville.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, I know exactly what you're talking about. Don't worry about it. Get it.
I don't mean to bash on minorities, but like it's just how
it's
it is.
It's true. I mean, honestly, it's I don't even think it's racist at this point anymore.
Yeah, because. I mean, they've made their conscious decisions. They decided to live in those areas, and they decide not to, like, pursue higher education or some shit, not to get better jobs. So, I mean, they might as well just live in the slums like that.
Yeah.
But, and I think that's the reason why crime rate is sometimes, like, so high. But, I mean, I don't plan on living in those slums, hopefully. Hopefully I can find some kind of apartment or roommates or whatever that are, like, close to the college. Because I've seen the college, too. We've driven past it, like, many, many
times.
Is
there any, like, dorms on site or anything?
I have yet to see. I think I might plan on doing like a campus visit sometime soon, maybe.
Oh, nice. Okay. So you haven't done an actual campus visit, but you do know generally what.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool. Alrighty. Well, thank you guys very much for listening to our podcast. And my semi-shot voice is probably real annoying right now.
Oh yeah, I'm no longer sick.
What?
I'm no longer sick.
Oh, I'm sick now.
Oh,
hold on. I'm messing with you. So yeah, I'm sick now. Thank you for that. Thank you, Chris. Very good.
I ingested like an entire box of Tylenol over the weekend, so I'm kind of healthy now. I also drank like 2 super teas, where it's just like fucking cinnamon sticks and like minced garlic. Garlic? No, fucking
minced ginger. Garlic. Okay.
Minced ginger, not garlic. Yeah, I fucking inhale garlic through tea. All right.
So yeah, anyways. Thank you guys for listening to our pretty random podcast, our rant on drugs. We'll figure it out, Skiggy brother.